school lesson day is memorials, and our devotion back last day comes from Joshua 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Would there be any announcements before we go to our class? If not, at this time, let's go to our Sunday school class. Our lesson text comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now, our lesson text deals primarily with faith, and I'll try to relate to how that may be, what that has to do with memorials in a little bit. I'll make an effort. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. In the lesson key, Verily I say unto you, Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the world, in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Now, as I tried to study this, there were two types of memorial that came to my mind. And one of those is, a memorial that I can leave of myself. That is, my testimony of salvation. That because I have been saved, and I can tell you about that, how the Lord saved me when I was up here in 1995. And I believe that y'all can remember that when I'm gone on. And if I tell my kids, they'll know. So that is a memorial. That is a remembrance that I can leave behind. We also have memorials of other people, and I'm sure you've crossed bridges where they'll have a sign up. This bridge was erected in a memorial to a certain person, oftentimes a congressman, a senator, or a war hero. So those are two things. You know, some memorials are put up for people that we look back upon and we respect, and some are memorials that we leave of ourselves, of the things that we've done, of our actions. So, one thing that, and before I go any further, I want to, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and that's, I guess, the reason for our lesson today. And we need to stop and reflect upon those in the past that have died, that we might continue to live and worship in the manner that we have, the freedom that we have today. Now, the world in the United States in general is going to be remembering our soldiers, and we need to do that. I don't want to take anything away from them, because they fought and they died that our country might be free, and they need to be remembered. But let's also remember the martyrs in times past in the Dark Ages that stood up for what God would have them to stand up for. And they gave their lives because they wouldn't bow down to Satan and allow Satan to crush the Word of God, that the Word of God might go forth in the Dark Ages in particular, comes to my mind. The way that they were tortured, put to death, oppressed in great number, and so much so that the enemy felt that they had totally obliterated, done away with the Baptist people, the true Church of God. And yet, when that persecution ended, one of the writers said that they came out of the woods like grasshoppers. People were everywhere worshiping God in truth and in spirit. We need to be thankful for that, because if it weren't for those people, we wouldn't be here today. If it weren't for them clinging fast to the Word of God and spreading the truth and the gospel and raising their children in the right way, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the church that we have today. So let's keep both groups of those people in remembrance, not just today and tomorrow, but periodically throughout the years we go through. We need to stop and remember these things and think back about the price that was paid for our freedoms that we have. Now, I've talked about memorials and us remembering the people in times past and what they've done. But more importantly is that God remembers. God remembers the things that people do to give Him honor and glory. And it speaks here in the fourth verse that I read. It says, speaking of Abel, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh, how that Abel offered up his sacrifice. And we know that, you go all the way back into Genesis at the very beginning of mankind. And you can read that story about Cain and Abel and how that Abel was slain. But you see, we also have Cain's name mentioned here also. And people read about Cain just like Abel. And we still study that what happened in that situation even today. That's studied. So we have kind of a memorial for Cain also, but it's not a good memorial. It's not something that anybody wants to be like, a path that people would want to follow. So let's remember that not only do we have memorials to good things and to people standing up and doing what's right and worshiping God the way that they ought to and sacrificing their lives that other people might be free, but we also have bad memorials. And if you read the Sunday school book, Brother Vanderpool brought out a few examples here of the gas chambers that Adolf Hitler had being a memorial to evil and something to be aware of and to watch for. Then we have, Fox's Book of Martyrs is mentioned here, and J.M. Carroll's Trail of Blood. Memorials both to those that sacrificed and also memorials to those people that did evil, that those things might be remembered of us, that we might know what happens when evil prevails. Because if we're not aware of these things, if we're not on guard and we're not praying to God to watch over us and take care of us and give us guidance, then evil is going to flourish and grow and continue to abound. And that's what, when those things happen, you end up with Hitler and gas chambers and such things as that, persecution. We as God's people need to be in prayer to God. We need to be asking Him to give us guidance. We need to be humble before Him, that He might open our eyes, that we might see what's going on. Because I do think we're living in perilous times. I think we're living in times where that evil is abounding before us every day. And it needs to move us. It needs to stir our hearts. We need to be bothered by it. We need to be up on our knees praying to God that He might help us to deal with that, that He might help us to pray for what's right and to stand up for what's right. I'm getting a little bit off subject there, but It comes to my mind here as we study about memorials and about things. We're studying history here. We're studying how what's gone on. We're remembering history. And there's been a lot of evil that's gone on in history. There's been a lot of good also. There's been a lot of people that stood up for what's right. We need to be standing up for what's right today for our children's sake and our grandchildren's sake, so that in 50 years, 75 years, whatever, they can look back and they can say, you know, my forefathers stood up. They recognized things going wrong, and they stood up and they fought against it, and they prevailed. And it may even be that there's a time coming when we'll be required to give our lives. I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. But we ought to be prepared for that. And the only way we can be prepared for that is if we're near to God. If we put aside the things of the world, if we're not so concerned with our next meal or our house or cars or whatever it is, there's so many things that creep into our lives that come between us and God. And I can speak from experience. I know that it's easy to get caught up in the ease that we are surrounded with today. But we're in a serious situation. We're faced with serious things in this day that we live in. This is not anything new, however. I mean, we tend to think, and I'm probably the world's worst. I paint a grim picture, and I think that it's just almost hopeless sometimes. But I don't really think that that's truly an accurate picture. The reason I want you to think back to the children of Israel and think back to King David for a little bit here. You can read about David, and the Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart. And you read about how God loved David, and David served God. But you can also read about things that David did that weren't pleasing to God, and the heartache that he brought upon his family, how that he lusted after Bathsheba, and she conceived and had a child. And then you can read about how David had her husband sent to the front lines of battle, knowing that he was going to be killed. Those aren't to David's credit. That's not a good memorial of David, but it's the truth. It's what happened, because as well as David served God, he was a man, and he failed at times. And when he failed to serve God, when he failed to draw near unto God, evil abounded. Bad things happened. And the Bible says that the sword would not depart from the house of David because of what David did. That is, he had war his entire lifetime. He wasn't at rest. He wasn't at peace. And that was because of the sin that he did that caused that. So, you see, the things that go on aren't new things. The things that we're faced with today, you know, you can read all in the Old Testament, all of just about every sin that you see being committed today, you can read about it in the Old Testament, whether it's abortion, homosexuality. I hate to bring those things up. I don't like to think about them, but it's talked about in the Old Testament, in the Bible, and how that God overthrew those people, and how displeased he was. He destroyed them off the face of the earth for the things that were going on. And we see those things going on today also, and we're faced with those. But if we as God's people will humble ourselves, if we'll pray to God and ask him for help that he might make things right, I believe that he will. But it's upon us to do what we need, what we ought to do, to serve him, to pray unto him, to ask him to give us guidance, because he's the only one that can make things right. He's the only one that can fix it. We're not going to do anything upon our own. We're not going to vote in a new leader, whether you like the leaders that we have, from the president on down to the county commissioner today. No matter how you may feel about those men, and you might feel that you could find somebody better, no matter what, it wouldn't matter very much, because the only one that truly can fix these problems that we're faced with is God himself. And the only way that'll happen is if God's people turn to God and ask for his help. Now, and I am getting off of the subject of memorials. I didn't really mean to go this far off subject. But I want you to think of, we think of memorials and remembrance and things that have gone on in the past. And we need to, as I said earlier, we need to remember things that's gone on in the past and be thankful to those that gave their lives. But also remember that as we live our lives, we're creating memorials today, whether it's to our good or whether it's to a bad remembrance. Things are going to be remembered. And just as God remembered the actions of Abel and how that Abel, it says that he was righteous, God was a witness that Abel was righteous, he'll remember that of us also, whether we're righteous or whether we're not. And, you know, as we think over these things, that's something that ought to weigh up on our minds. You know, when you see these people, it used to be popular a few years ago, people that have these little rubber bracelet things that said, "What would Jesus do?" And, well, I mean, that's a good thing to ask yourself. But ask yourself this also, what does he think when he looks down and he sees me and I'm going out about my daily life? What does he think about that? Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't keep that thought on my mind as much as I ought to. And if I did, I'd probably watch my tongue a lot better, and I'd probably watch my actions a lot better. But you know, he is watching. He does know. He is, he's got his hedge about me. He's protecting me. I know that he is. And he's also wanting something from me. He's wanting me to be a Christian. He's wanting me to serve him and to stand up for the truth and to stand up for what's right. Sometimes I do, many times I don't. And when I do or whether I don't, that's causing a memorial in some form or fashion, whether it's a memorial to me or whether it's a memorial of some lost person hearing and sensing that there's something that they don't have and that they need and seeking out after the truth. And I may not ever know that, but somehow or the other, it'll have its effect when we as God's people do what God would have us to do. Now, as I studied this and I thought about the different types of memorials and how, you know the signs up on the bridges, they came to my mind. You know, that's a memorial. People cross those bridges every day, and a lot of them read the sign and don't know who the person was, maybe. And they're, you know, we have statues that are put up and different things. The greatest memorial, I believe, that anybody can leave is the testimony of their salvation. When you stand up and you tell people what the Lord did for you, how that he saved your soul, how you felt, how you knew when he saved your soul, and that couldn't be taken away. When you let people know these things, I believe that's a memorial. I don't think that it's ever been a case of where somebody delivered a heartfelt testimony that God wanted them to deliver that went unnoticed. I don't think it ever went and fell upon deaf ears. Now, you might not ever know whose ears it fell upon. And if there's 10 people in a room, then 9 of them may go off and forget that you said anything. But there's going to be one that it's going to stick with, I believe, if the Lord leads you to testify and you follow the Lord and do what he has. I believe that somebody will remember that in some form or fashion. So, to my mind, I don't think there can be any greater memorial than that, than to testify what the Lord has done for us that have been saved. I'm almost done here. I'm going to just go ahead and stop because I really don't have any other comments. I just end up repeating myself, and there's no point in that. I hope that you got something out of this lesson, and I hope it wasn't too scattered. I do want to encourage everybody tomorrow to think about the things that we have to be thankful for, to be grateful for those that gave our lives. And any of y'all that's here that served in the military, I am thankful for that. I'm thankful for our soldiers that have both died or served and come back. That's a great thing. I mean, it's a great thing to serve your country. But also, you know, let's keep in mind those martyrs in times past that gave their lives for the work of the Lord, that it might continue on. Does anybody have any thoughts, any comments?
I'm saying when Christ died on the cross, I don't guess that was a memorial, but it was a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it was a memorial. I mean, it's something that's never going to be forgotten, that people remember. And I mean, it stands for more than any other memorial that we can think of, that we could come up with. That's not normally the way we think of it, but you know, as far as I can tell, memorial is just the remembrance of some person or some event.
Yeah, he gave his all. That's all he can give.
And he said that no greater love than this, that a man should give his life for another man. I paraphrased that. I didn't look it up before I came thought of it. Yeah, and what you're saying about, you know, a lot of times it doesn't take much to keep us from coming to church. And you think back to times in the past when people didn't have it so easy about getting around, and they still attended church a lot better than some of us do sometimes.
He just wanted me.
Seems like the easier we have it, the less we seem to do as a people. And I guess that's evidently the way it's been. When you read about the children of Israel, when times got good, they fell away from the Lord. They stopped. And they had to be brought down time after time. That's the way it went.
And
then
you take back our history. You think back years ago when the people had some hard time getting to church with a horse and buggy and a horse. And there's more of them seeking to attend the church. That's totally what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
priest here, I asked him if he had some material of that, and I said, did you get our bulletin from our website on it? I said, Brother Russell's Revelation, Book of Acts, and others, materials on there. And then he got called off to Washington, is that it?
Oregon,
okay. He's gone to Oregon there, and I'm sure he was doing some reading if he was able to divide it. So the work that you have done on our website, get it out, it is, I find our website is really, really good, and I use it to go back to it, and I tell different people, the preacher from Africa, what was his name, recently?
Olan, Brother Olan.
Yeah, I asked him, I said, you get our website in Africa, he said, yes, oh yes, I'm good, there's some good stuff on it, and I give him some books too. But I'd like to thank you for your work, and I believe your wife does some of it to our church website. It serves a good thing and a good memorial to our former preachers. Of course, we have other preachers on here too, Matthew, and they're all here to say thank you for your work.
And
bringing the
last week, or the week before last, I got an email from someone wanting to know how come the Sunday school lessons weren't on there anymore. What's going on? What's happening there? This woman wanted to know. And, well, it's because we've been having some problems with the recorder, but I mean, people are noticing. I mean, they're on there, and I don't know who the woman was.
Yeah.
But there's somebody, there's at least one person out there that's listening.
Yeah, so. It's great.
Thank you. If there's nothing else, let's be dismissed.
I want to say I appreciate the good things you've had to say this morning. I enjoyed it very much. I thank God for the morals that He's established in my life. It means so much. I know that He's been there. It's time to save my soul. You know, it's just a blessing to be able to serve the Lord and be able to feast upon His word. It's been good to be in Sunday school here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for those comments. If there's nothing else, let's keep the preacher in our prayers that the Lord might give him guidance and strength and words to say. Brother Langford, would you dismiss us?
Next service, thank you for the blessing you raise in the name of Jesus. For the sake we pray, amen.